know, I've skied Park City Resort now every year they've been open, so all 50 of them, starting back when I was 9 years old. And my parents were both sort of fascinated by the whole concept of Park City's revitalization, so they were big on the whole resort development and watching it happen. And my grandmother lived over in Heber, so Dad would drive us up from Salt Lake and just barely slow the car down long enough for us to drag our skis out of the trunk, and then he'd be off, and he'd go visit Grandma and then go up to the ranch and show up at 4, and we'd hop back in the car, and nobody thought anything of it, and the sense of freedom up there was just amazing. They had no idea what was going on. Sometimes I'd have lessons, sometimes just free skiing with a couple of friends. The thing that stands out, I think, most now is how disconnected the resort was from Park City at the time. It seemed way, way out of town. The library building was the very northern fringe of town, and there wasn't much to the west of that going up to into the resort. So every now and then, Dad would say, well, let's go look at the ghost town. So we'd drive uptown, and with the exception of Main Street, the roads were mostly not paved, more in the summer than the winter, but we'd drive around Old Town looking at row after row of vacant houses, and then there'd be one that somebody lived in, and you could tell because there was a flower garden in front, and the house was, you know, cared for but not looking prosperous. But then the one next to it would be tipped over on a 45-degree angle. It was pretty decrepit, and Main Street, with the exception of Red Banjo and the grocery store and a couple of other businesses, pretty closed up. There were a couple of bars, and, you know, as a 9-year-old, that wasn't where we were headed. But it was a very different and kind of disturbing place because it was in such decline. And, of course, my dad would... He was sort of an ardent New Dealer type, and he'd go on and on about all the great things that were going to happen here. He never invested a dime, but he was convinced that Park City would someday amount to something, and sure enough, it has. And skiing up there, the gondola was the big hit for me because it was as good as Disneyland, and Disneyland was still fairly new at that point. But you could ride the gondola, and if you were lucky, you got to go up with your friends. And if you had a bigger group, or the way things got paired up, you'd ride up with a bunch of strangers in there, and they were drinking Bota bags or beer bottles or beer, and smoking up a storm, and having conversations that 9-year-olds probably weren't supposed to hear, but you know, I wasn't their kid. So I would get off the gondola at the top of the mountain, sort of shocked and amazed. And then have a day of skiing, and I had lessons from Mel Fletcher and Harry Reid and Bill Coleman at some time or another in there. All of them just kids as well, really. Well, Mel was the same age as my dad. They competed against each other in high school sports. But I remember very clearly having food fights with the rest of the ski school in the Summit House, and seeing if we could get ketchup on the highest part of the ceiling, and just great times. And then, you know, you sort of grow up at the resort. As my skiing ability improved through the years, the terrain options also seemed to improve with the addition of new lifts and the expansion. I guess Thanes was there very early, but I wasn't able to ski anything over there for a while. And then, Jupiter was there, and I remember a friend who was a lot more athletic than me dragging me into Jupiter and falling just ass over teacup down the face of Jupiter Bowl about 5 times before I finally got the hang of it. But pride wouldn't let me abandon, even though all I really wanted to do was go home at that point. It's just been such an amazing part of life for every winter to be skiing there at PCMR.
Tom Clyde went on to get degrees in English and History at the University of Utah, and then went on to law school. After a short practice in Salt Lake, he became Park City's first full-time city attorney in 1982 and worked for the city through 1985. He practiced law in Park City for another 20 years before taking over the operation of the family ranch in Woodland. He's written a weekly column for the Park Record since 1986 and is part of the team that writes and produces the Park City Follies. For Park City Stories, I'm Leslie Thatcher.
Park City Stories is supported by Sea to Ski Properties, Park City Ski Boot, and Alan Schoenberger's Ski Studio, Park City.